Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Lots of beef breeds, but one dominant breed. We'll talk about that today with Joe Pascal in just a moment.
With John Deere, P&K Equipment is bringing a new concept to the market. It's all about how to mow well fast. With P&K, you can breeze through your yard work with a John Deere residential zero turn starting at $24.99, or you can get a riding lawn tractor starting at only $14.99. P&K's got the mower and accessories you need to make sure you mow well fast with any size yard. Because in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer in 73116. Price and model availability may vary by location. Some restrictions may apply. See P&K for details. It's the Limousine and Limflex production sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, Saturday, May 7th at 1 o'clock. The sale will be at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma on Highway 5. Some 150 head are being sold as 101 lots, including 50 purebred and Limflex fall pairs. For more information or to receive a catalog, call 580-597-3006 or visit the website at www.hallchr.com. The number again, 580-597-3006.
There's dozens of beef breeds in the United States, but one dominant breed, and it's black, the Angus breed. Dr. Joe Pascal is with Texas AgriLife, and he says that when certified Angus beef came along, that changed the dynamic of a lot of the beef breed thinking.
Oh, without a doubt. When certified Angus beef came on board, primarily as a method to sell their bulls. That's not necessarily for meat production, but buyers started paying a little bit of a premium for their for those black-headed cattle. It seemed like every breed sort of went black overnight. But and I can't blame them because that's another $25 or $30 per head. But on the other hand, then is that we started making all these cattle black. There are limits to how far south they can go. Really how far east they can go into the southeastern part of the United States. And so I want folks to kind of think about there's a lot of different ways to skin this cat. There's a lot of different breeds out there that we can use, a lot of different genetics. And we can still use those black cattle, but maybe we use different kinds of cattle at home and then use these other cattle that maybe not as environmentally adapted to the south. That's what we're talking about mainly. We'll use them to produce our market product.
So at the end of the day, the environment of your particular location, that's where you need to really start?
Sure, because if you look at what it costs to run a cow, about a third of its forage cost, and about a third of its feed cost, and a third of its everything else. And so if you're having to feed your cows, okay, that means that they don't match the environment, okay? If you don't have top production, I'm not talking about 100% calf crop, but if you're not up there around 88, 90% calf crop, if you don't have really high weaning weights, there's some problems in terms of the match of your genetics with your location.
Dr. Joe Pascal of Texas AgriLife, now circling back around to what we started talking about today, Angus and the dominance that breed has had within the beef industry. If you're wanting to produce some calves that, for example, would meet the specifications of their very popular brand program, Certified Angus Beef, you've got to start with an animal that is predominantly 51% or more solid black hair coat, or you can go through something called the Angus Source Program to help verify that you've got the adequate amount of Angus genetics in your animal. You've got more details available there at angussource.com. Then you've got the carcass specification you've got to successfully meet, and you've got to have Angus genetics to make that happen as well. Bottom line, according to Dr. Pascal, is you've got to balance the marketing goals that you've got for something like a CAB calf with how you can successfully and profitably produce that calf given the environment of your ranch operation. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Griswold Cattle Company Commercial Female Sale, Friday, May 6th at the Perkins Oklahoma Stockyard Sale Barn. The sale features 150 pairs, 100 Angus cows of the Linskov Ranch in South Dakota, 40 bred heifers, 150 spring pairs, and bred cows. For more information, call John Griswold, 405-780-3300, or Craig Sand, 405-564-4319, or go to the website www.griswoldcattle.com.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.